He is our inheritance. In the Old Testament, there is a beautiful verse that I love, Numbers 18:20. Then the Lord said to Aaron, "You shall have no inheritance in their land, nor shall you have any portion among them. I am your portion and your inheritance among the children of Israel." God is telling the tribes of Israel that they will each receive portions of lands. For the tribe of Levi, however, God tells them that they will not receive land. Why is God not giving the tribe which serves him specifically, especially as priests, no large section of land? God has something far more precious for them. It is what I have always wanted. I have never desired a house nor land. Even as a child, I had no desire for possessions that others craved. It was simply how I was made. I rejoice with others if they get what they want, but I have never had desire for ownership or promotion. My heart, however, nearly beat out of my chest the first time I read this passage, whereby God tells the tribe of Levi that they will not get land. Instead, they will be getting God himself. He tells them that he is their inheritance. God is giving himself to them. They get to know him in a very special way. For the first time in my life, I deeply desired something. I knew that beyond doubt, I wanted that. I wanted to know God clearer and dearer and deeper than I had ever known him. Thereafter, I simply desired greater and greater fellowship and closeness to my God, and gloriously, he gave it to me. No, I certainly was not from the tribe of Levi nor a priest of God. I was a simple woman desiring him. He drew close, and I felt a new, stronger, dearer relationship with him from that day and ever onward. My thanks and joy in him knew no bounds, and I cannot thank him enough. Desiring to serve him and work for him and bring him the love and joy that he has brought to me, I now live each day. At least I hope I do so. Think of it. The great, holy, pure creator of the universe is reaching out to have fellowship with mortal man. Yet these men were chosen to serve him and were set apart. And yet even now, God desires to have fellowship with us. I was a skinny 14-year-old girl who had faults and sins and self-consciousness, yet God revealed himself to me that day in a camp meeting we happened into. God knew exactly that I was supposed to be there, so there was no randomness about it at all. Thus, I walked out of that meeting a newly saved Christian, beginning my brand new life in Christ as a saved young woman and full follower of Jesus. I marvel that he gave me himself. Knowing all those shortcomings, he chose to forgive and claim me. God knows all the facets of the soul, the nooks and crannies of the personality of the individual, the many dimensions in which a human spirit may dwell. Levels of consciousness can't be revealed to another human being fully, for we humans grasp only a portion of what is clumsily expressed at best by another. We barely understand a fragment of our nature. God alone knows us. He knows all of us. And the utter wonder is that despite all that is already known and perfectly understood of us, love is what the Father holds for us. He wraps us in love when we walk into his arms, and we will know at last that we have come into the only haven that welcomes and understands and still and forever loves. My life was changed that day I was saved. To rest in his total love is indeed perfect bliss. Imagine being totally known and fully understood, and despite all that, totally and eternally loved. I have been his ever since. He is my inheritance. He is all I ever wanted and all I ever will want.